whatever exists, is either a conventional truth or an ultimate truth. And since ultimate truth refers just to emptiness, everything except emptiness is a conventional truth. For example, things such as houses, cars, and tables are all conventional truths. Is that so difficult to understand? I don't think so. Conventional truths, houses, cars, tables. We call them conventional truths because conventionally, for example, people who speak English will use this sound, car, to refer to that collection of objects that we normally refer to as a car, all the parts of the car, isn't it? It's a convention. It's just an agreed convention, that's all. It's not got an ultimate capacity. It doesn't have any ultimate meaning. So we say conventional truths. This is already telling us something about whether or not they're truths. Immediately, then Geshe-la tells us that all conventional truths are false objects. Why? We're calling them truths, but they're false. Hang on a minute, I'm confused. Don't be confused. Until later. All conventional truths are false objects because, why? Because the way that they appear to exist and the way that they actually exist do not correspond. Okay? The way that they appear to exist and the way that they actually exist do not correspond. Now, what does that mean? How can we understand that clearly? Here's a great example. He says, if someone appears to be friendly and kind, but his real intention is to gain our confidence in order to rob us, we would say that that person is false or deceptive. Why? Because there is a discrepancy between the way that he appears and his real nature. Everybody understands that. We call these people confidence tricksters, don't we? Con men, or usually men, not women. Confidence tricksters. They appear to be your friend. Why? So that they can find out your secrets and then they can trick you. Nowadays on the internet we call it phishing and scamming and all this kind of business. It looks like a friendly offer of help, but it's not. So there's a disconnect, there's a discrepancy between how the person is appearing to you, but their real nature is not like that. They're not a friend. They're not in working for your benefit. So this is what's meant by false. Okay? Deceptive. False and deceptive means it appears in one way, but its real nature is actually something else. Okay? Have you got that? I think everyone can understand this. It's not too complicated. We know what false means. It's just normal false. It's a cheat. It's a lie. It's deceptive. Similarly, so now we come back to this teaching, objects such as forms and sounds are false and deceptive. Forms. What's a form? Well, your body is a form, isn't it? This microphone is a form. It has shape. It has colour. These are forms. Sounds. These are deceptive. Why? Because they appear to exist inherently. And something that appears to exist inherently, what does that mean? It means it inheres. It seems its existence inheres. It means it's in here. It's literally in here. The microphone is in there. The microphone inheres. It's in, you know, it's inherent. Do you understand? It's within. The microphone's within. It's really with it, like your body. Our body is a false object too. Why? These objects are not from their own side false. It's our mind that creates the problem. My body is a false object. Why? Because when I think of my body, it appears to have an inherent existence. It appears to exist within itself. It doesn't seem like my body requires anything else for its existence. It doesn't seem to depend upon anything else. It doesn't depend upon its name. It doesn't depend upon my mind. It simply is my body. This is inherent existence. Or we sometimes say objective existence, or the existing from its own side. From the side of the object, it exists, and rather than from the side of the mind, which is where it really exists. So this is what inherent means. You know, there's something within the object that is that object. So this is what conventional truths appear to us like. In reality, they're completely devoid of inherent existence. They do not possess any There's nothing inside them that makes them into microphones or chairs or anything. So because the way that they exist, sorry, the way that they appear does not coincide with the way that they exist, conventional truths are known as deceptive phenomena. So we use this phrase conventional truth. Literally, it's just a way of speaking. We said this is a microphone. We don't mean it's an inherently existent microphone, it's just a microphone. But unfortunately, because of our ignorant mind, we believe it does exist from its own side. We have this crazy idea. So here's what we're going to get into now. Here I have a glass, but yes, it appears to have water in it. But the example given in modern Buddhism is of a cup. Geshe-la says a cup, for instance, appears to exist independently of its parts, its causes, and the mind that apprehends it. So the cup just appears to sit there on the shelf, independent of the mind, independent of the causes of the cup. What are the causes of the cup? Well, the materials that made it, the people who made it, they're the causes of the cup, aren't they? And the parts of the cup. It's got a handle, it's got a bottom, it's got a top, it's got a sides, and so forth. It appears to exist independently of all those parts. That's how it appears to us. We don't think about the parts and the causes. We don't think about anything about, oh, it's just a cup, it's just sitting there. But in reality, this cup totally depends upon these things. If you take all the causes away, there's no cup. If you take the parts away, there's no cup. It depends completely for its existence upon the parts. Without the parts, there's no object. I think that's easy to understand, isn't it? Please nod, everybody. Yeah, I can't see you anyway, but yeah, we get that. Because the way that the cup appears to our mind and the way it exists do not correspond, the cup is a false object. So we've got to get this. It's not really the cup's fault. We can't blame the cup. It's the fault of our ignorant mind. We blame the cup in a way. Don't we? The cup's a false object, as if it's, you know, something wrong with it. But in reality, it's not over there, is it? The cup is just projection of our mind. And then our ignorant mind perceives the cup to exist in a way it doesn't, out there.